Lo sochu al hadon. What does it mean? Lo sochu al hadon. Sinachashuv lo sonenu. It says further. Rashi says on the pasuk, lahavi ponim nidras b'sanhedrin. There are many drashes brought on this pasuk as hara. Shelo yochal nibsar kodshim ufnei zirikas damim. Person shouldn't eat from sar kodshim before zirikas hadam. Meaning kodshim kalim, let's say that the bialim can eat, but you have to wait for zirikas hadam in order to eat. Ve'azhara la'ochal mibehem aschulin tem sheteitze nafsha. A regular behema before it dies, it's like an eiver menachai type of visser, that's another drasha. Ve'od harbe, and other things as well. Gemara in Brachis and Daf Yud Amid Beis Amar Rav Yossi Rav Chanina Mishum Abraz Ben Yaakov May Dichsiv Lo Sochu Al Hadon Lo Sochu Kodem Shetispalilu Al Bimchem. So there's a drasha, Lo Sochu Al Hadon, do not eat before you daven for your blood, meaning for your physical needs. So another drasha. And then after this, the Gemara brings more about this from another pasuk in Tanakh. Amar Yochanan, Amar Yitzchak Yochanan, Amar Yosef Chanina, Mishum was Yaakov, also, Kol Ocho Veshose, Ve'achakach Mispalel, for you eat, you drink, and then you daven, Alava Kosev Omer, Ve'osi Yishlachta Acharei Gavecha, after your pride, after you act in this proud fashion, you ate, you drank, so it's a critique of such a person. But meanwhile, we have a drasha that the Gemara quotes. So is this a drasha d'oraisa? Is it only an asmachta? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says Mefurish here, Zeas mach de bialma, the pashtei dekra al eva menachai nemar, shelo yochal habasar ba'od shadamo betocho and eva menachai yisr. It's an asmachta. From the chinuch mashma, possibly that's a din d'oraisa, the chinuch mitzvah reish memches, says in one of the later paragraphs, he originally says that the issur has to do with eating like a glutton, lechav lishtos, kiderach zolo v'sove. That's how he interprets it, like the lav of a mensora mora, another pshat in the pasuk. Then further he says, Aski l'cham min advarim sheper shulanu zechonim uvracha shenechlolin b'lav hazeh. Amba zechonim uvracha sheyesh bo azhar l'ocham b'behem ha-kodim sheteitzei nafsha before the animal dies. V'chein l'ocham b'sar kachim kodim zvikas hadam. Moshe Amru will sochu abasar v'adayin dam b'mizrach. It hasn't yet been sprinkled on the mizbeach. V'chen lamdu mimenu. It brings another halacha. And then he says, v'shelo yitom adam kluom ad shiyispalem. V'chen asaru ben soro morek Moshe Amarnu. So he brings within the list of things the azhara, shelo yitom adam kluom ad shiyispalem. Zok de minchas chinuch. Midivrei harav ha-macha b'ernira dize yisudo raisa. So then it comes out that there's a list of mishum that says a doraisa. Then he brings how Rabbeinu Yonah learns differently. That's only a smachta bi'alma. And part of the reason why it's hard to imagine this doraisa is because many mishum hold that tefillah itself is a din drabana to daven every day. So how could you have an iser lechol konshis parel midoraisa? The tefillah itself is a drabana. But then again, the Rambam's shita is that at least once a day tefillah is a doraisa. From the Rambam, it's also Mashman Sefer Mitzvahs and Shorish Tess that is a Doraisa. The Rambam also quotes this halach in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Vav Halach Adalit. Asur lo la'adam sheyitom klum o sheyasa melacha. He combines it with another Yisur, but here you have to note, is that Yisur Doraisa? O sheyasa melacha me'acha she'olam mirashachar ad she'ispal tefillas shacharis. And here you notice two things in the Rambam. Again, but if the Raisa Drabbanim from this Rambam, you don't necessarily know for sure. But the Rambam specifically stresses here the Isser before Shacharis. The Gemara says, Hatshi Yispalel. al dimchem. So I don't know which tefillah is that. And then there's another drash of Moshe Yishlach Dachavi Gavelcha. One of the achronim in the back, the Meloha Roim, says it could be that's why you have two different sukim. Could be that the drasha l'socho al adam is specific to shachris, and then maybe the other drasha Moshe Yishlach Dachavi Gavelcha has to do with maybe other tefillos. Although Gabi Musaf, there's a gemara later on Daf Chav Ches that there is no iser before Musaf. Pashtus, it would seem, the way it's brought in the Rambam here, and also we see some in the Shulchan Aruch, that this is specifically to Shachris. So the Rambam says that, but the Rambam also says, as does the Chinuch, Asur lo adam sheyito. The Lashon HaGemara was Asur lecho. Lecho maybe is more than just te'ima. Maybe a certain shear, how much? Kala ocho v'shoseh. This is ochel v'shoseh. Before it says lo sochu, the lashon pasuk is after lo sochu al hadam. But the way the Rambam brings it, asur al adam sheyitom klum. So what goes into the issur te'ima? So let's look a little bit in the tour and then with Yosef, and then we'll see how it plays out in Shulchan Aruch and some of the other poskim. Again, it could be according to some Rishonim it's a Doraisa, but past the certain many Rishonim say it's only a Drabanan, but a Kopanim it's a Drasha, be it Nasmachta, be it a real Drasha, be it a Halacha, Halacha Psuka and Shulchan Aruch. So in Hilchos Tefillah, Simin Peites, the two quotes, first of all, Asala is Asik Bitzrachav, Aleil Chederach Hashispalel. So for example, I guess you shouldn't check your email before you dive in the morning. It's Asik Bitzrachav, I suppose that could go into it. Other types of personal things, you're not supposed to do that. And then, v'lo lecho v'lo lishtos. So the Torah doesn't say te'ima. It says, v'lo lecho v'lo lishtos. V'masa kein alav ha-kasav omer, the other pasuk in Melachim, osi yishlachta achari gavecha, tikri gavecha el geyecha, achar shenizgo hazeh, v'kav alav omar chushumayim. Then the Torah quotes, and the Rush quotes is on that Gemara as well, v'kasav aviha ezri, shemuta lishtos mayim. So the notion, even with Socha al-Adam, has to be understood in light of the other drasha from Malachim, that to the extent that a person is showing off that they're attending to their own bodily needs in terms of Achil Ushtia before Kabos Mach Shemayim, that's the problem of Socha al-Adam as well. But to have a little bit of water, that's not really a problem. Then he discusses further, what about Shabbos, what is an inyan of Kiddush? But then he says, no, but it's not a problem because there's no chi of Kiddush before Tefillah, so you can have it even on Shabbos. Then he talks about if you started eating before Alos HaShachar, we're talking about Lufnei Shachris now. So do you have to stop? Kasav HaRambam, She'in Tzorach LaHafsik, Atav Yavir Azal, Kasav She'Tzorach LaHafsik. Good. So that's in terms of the Torah. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rush that the Torah quotes about Mayim being Mutter. Then he quotes further from others, and we'll see some Shulchan Aruch as well that gets mentioned. Shem Hutzame Harbe, Shetov Yoser, Sheyishte Mayim, Sheyitzdar Betfiloso. So then, for sure, Mutter, if you're really that thirsty. And then he goes on and says that this is only Yisud Rabban anyway, so Chachamim did not want to be Gozer if it's not Derech Gaiva. And therefore, even though it's based on Lasoch El Adam, but the underlying rationale is based on the fact that the person is acting in this proud manner, so to the extent that it's not a Gaiva, it doesn't become Masa, because really it's only an Asmachta anyway. Derech Agav, this Asmachta, how does it really relate to the other drushes? I saw the Torah Tamima says, because one of the drushes that we saw, Rashi mentions, is to eat the Psar Kodshim before Zvika Sadam, says the Torah Tamima. The equivalent of Zvika Sadam is the tefillah that you're davening. Because tefillah is like Kineged Karbanos, Kineged Tmidin. So you could say that the Zvika, which is the Kapara of the Karban, that's the Shmon Esrei. And therefore, eating before you are not Zorek the Dam, so to speak, that's this, in a sense, Ke'en, the Easter that we learn out of eating Kachin before Zvika Sadam. Then he declares that maybe it could be an afkamina between the two drushes Also, Yishlach Tachar Yigavecha and the drush of Zohar Adam in terms of Kriyashma. Because the drush of Also, Yishlach Tachar Yigavecha seems to say that before you Mekabel Omachus Shemayim, you're eating, so it sounds like it's a notion of Kriyashma, Omachus Shemayim. But if you go with the Zohar Adam and you see that as independent marker, and that's based on the fact that Tefillah is like the Zrika Sadam, then it really means that you have to have Shmoneh Esrei also before you eat. That's what the Torah Tumim is Ma'orah. Then the Beis Yosef quotes more here, B'shem Maria Buav, that according to the Avia Esri, that it's mutter to drink water. So really, also any type of refuah that you need for your body, ochen or maskin with refuah, kodim she'sparel, is fine, because again, it's not gaiva, to the extent that the notion of the yisr is because it shows a sense of gaiva, so if you need to have it for your health, that's not a problem. But we'll see soon in the Mishnah Berurah that even if you're doing it for your health, you might need to do some part of tefillah first before you just have what you need to have for. We'll see in a minute. Okay, so this is the Beis Yosef. Let's look a little bit at the Mishnah Berurah and the halacha. Yeah.
So does this apply to women as well?
Why not? But then again, women have a whole different standard in terms of tefillah according to many. It could be that a woman... You have the Magen Avraham that she's yotzeit with Moda'ani. Many women didn't really daven traditionally many years ago. Today, I think it's a little different, and there's a lot to be said that women are absolutely obligated in tefillah. So, to the extent that you say that there is a real chiyuv, so then the halacha should be the same. But if you want to at least say, look, ad kedei kach, you know, if there are those who anyway said that she could be yotzeit with less, so then, good. So, even if she's going to say more, but maybe the isser already would only be. To the extent that she didn't do anything, could be. Maybe that's room to, I didn't see anyone discuss it, maybe you could possibly navigate it that way. Let's look at the way Mr. Brewer brings a couple of things related to this halacha. Simon Pei Tes. In Siv Gimel. So he starts off, Aser l'sasek b'tzracha, v'leach l'derach, which is about the Kriyas Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo lecho v'lo lishto. So again, notice, not lashon te'ima, like the Rambam said, but like the Torah said, v'lo lecho v'lo lishto, he has lishtos. Avol mayim mut the lishtos kodim tefila b'im b'chol v'im b'shabbos v'yantif, v'chein ochrim u'mashkim v'refua mut. That's Siv Gimel. Siv Dalet, hatsomei v'haroev, harehim b'chal ha'cholim. If you're extremely thirsty or hungry, that's a gedder of choleh. If you can still have kavana, daven b'imrav imratza al yispal ad sheyochal v'yishta. So, person is impossible to have kavana without having something to eat or drink. Then he says it would be mutter to eat or drink because otherwise you can no ability to daven. That's important consideration. Okay, in the Mishnah Berurah. We saw in the Gemara, and also Socha al Adam, and then the Mishnah Berurah adds a few to ima be'alma asr, and that's because of the Rambam. So the Mishnah Berurah inserts the lashon to ima that the Rambam mentioned, even though the Shulchan Aruch says lechol v'golishta. So it sounds like even the smallest bit, if it's not necessary, based on some of the other considerations, it would be asr. But then he says, what about mixing in a little bit of sweetener with your water? Now today it's very common to have sweet, flavored water. It's the in thing, right? Flavored water, a little bit of essence of lime or lemon or sugar, So is that a problem or not? Bedavka below sugar, have in sugar us. So Mishnah starts by saying with sugar it's a problem, then is gaiva. The koshke masha shecha shekorin beer. Certainly us. I don't know why anyone would take beer before davening. A separate question, The alcohol, kopanim. What about tea and coffee? It's a big deal, right? Coffee's a big thing. Mutter l'shtoso kodim tefila, kidei sheyuchal chavin dayto l'sfala. So the coffee in the morning, he says, will be fine. U'befrat, b'amakomos t'regilim behem. Again, those who know what coffee is and what it can do, it could be that really is necessary to mechavin person's das and focus in davening. And Emis Yashiv Adas built him, so he recognized that. But again, he says, based on Achronin, but we'll see maybe there are those who are more makel, the koza below sukkah, below chalaf, without coffee, without sugar, without milk. The olam nogim lahakel lishtos in sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah developed his naig already, the coffee with sugar. The Efshir, the Kavanas Achronim, that there are those who say that if with sugar, Eicha Gaiva Gdola Mizu Kodim Tefillah, so maybe that's only if you put the sugar inside the tea. I'm talking about tea now, to sweeten it. That's Aser. But if you take a little bit of sugar in your mouth, let's say the sugar cubes, the Eis Hashtia, and without that, you can't drink your tea. You can't drink your tea without the sugar. So you just took a little sugar in your mouth. At the same time, Ein Zeh Bechal Gaiva, Hayotzebid Midvareinu, by putting the sugar in the tea, or, for example, eating a little bit of a piece of Danish, Mina Tagima, the Eis Hashtia, so that it shouldn't be totally an empty stomach that you have your tea. He says, Ein Shum Tzad L'Hakab Ezeh Kodem HaTefillah, Im Lo, Mi, and here's again a big consideration, Mishkesh L'Chalush HaSalev, once it's seen as a medical need, you know, a person can't go that many hours without eating or having a little something in the system, even the extra hour of davening. So then maybe you could be mako as far as having a little something with your tea. Even if you're going to rely on the heter of having something because you need it refuah, still say Shema Yisrael before. And then he adds another point: if you're having your tea, don't sit down with a group of people and have it, you know, the chavrusa, the sivas chaverim, because that's its own problem. So he basically seems to be very strict, Mishnah Bura, on the tea question. That even if you allow sugar, at best, it's only if the sugar is separately in your mouth, but not mixing it in. And again, unless it's needed, there are four. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be more meiko. He says the belt is no lahakel. Mishnah Aruch HaShulchan here brings that there are those that are machmir on the sugar. Ein yodeh hatam da atu shem achilo yesh bazeh harei ena ela hatim es hachamin ksas, just to sweeten up the hot water. V'yesh yitir lishtos in sugar keshut sukar b'fiv, but to put it in the water aser v'ena ikar. So the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't make much about that chiluk. He says you can have the sugar in the tea, yeah.
What about like milk?
Oh, that's the next thing he says. Huh? Good. You learned this Aruch HaShulchan. Avo im chalav. So he starts by saying chalav nearly the aser. I guess that would go for the coffee too. So he says nearly the aser. The chalav masbiya. There's a certain sense of satiation with the milk, and therefore it's a notion of kodim shetuspal al dimchem. V'ha'olam nogim heter gam b'chalav. Then the velt is noig with milk as well. To be matir v'she'ino ba'el hatim hamayim. He's talking about tea with milk. So he says, it goes just to sweeten the water, so the gam coffee mutalishtos, now I guess the coffee, I've got the nearer the coffee must be, so there's maybe more of a problem. No, kasla gdolim the mut. The issue is that, so you know, he's kind of on the fence on the milkish. The issue is tapik and mutalishtos may make seltzer, a lemonade, kishe ena shosel refuah. The refuah pshita shemutta, as we say next halacha. But what about this seltzer or lemonade? Venirish in chiluk ben stam maim u'maim eil. So it sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan would be inclined, at least, no, not talking about the flavored seltzer yet, unless the lemonade is that. But seltzer should be the same as water. Lemonade, again, I don't know how you define it. Maybe some lemonades would be different than others. I don't know. But it sounds like he would be inclined to be maker for that as well. And again, all this is not what is needed for refuah. Now, when he says further from the Beis Yosef, the next sif, let me just mention actually once more on this issue of the milk. So I actually saw it, the Shem of Eliashiv quoted, Nagu, it's a sefer here, Tefillah Kilchasa, Nagu, Lehakel, which Bishtias Kofi or Te Im Sukr, Lefnei Tefillah, Vafil Betu Sefes Chalav. So he says, Nagu. And he says, on the bottom, Ken Horeini Rabbi Eliashiv. So the Aruch HaShulchan was on the fence with the milk, and apparently Rabbi Yashiv thought that wouldn't be a problem. And he brings from others, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Omer, Shalachal Adam Chalash Mutter, but again, the Magdim, as we saw Mishnah Berurah, certain parts of davening, maybe Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaTorah, part of Karbanis, so the person is going to do it, is going to have a little bit of something, at least start the davening beforehand. Back in the Aruch HaShulchan, now he relates to the Beis Yosef, who quoted that Ochad Maskin Refuah is Mutter. He says, understand, he doesn't mean a Cholah Gomor. That's obvious. You don't need to tell me that. I feel Embo Sakana. But it means the Lokeach Refuah, but who ain't a Cholah? Lokeach Bali Michushim. You have a condition that, you know, that needs, you know, you need to have a little something to give you your energy. And even Elo Michos Kral, Elo Kede Lechazik Atzmo, Kmo Bimei Ha'aviv, Shalokhim Refuos Lechazik Haguf, Yagidim, Yesh Refuos Ha'elo, even though it has in it, contained in it, Mine Achilo Shtia Gemurin, Mutter. Because the point is, again, Kimin Sha'os Zel Refuah, Embezem Mishum Gaiva. And even if you could do it after davening, Mutter. Therefore, if you have Chusha Salev, you can eat Kotin Tefillah. So, that's as far as Lirfua. And then what we saw also, based on the Rambam, Hatzameh v'haroi v'bechal acholim, if you could have kavana, then daven, otherwise eat and drink and then daven. And then, what does it mean if you can daven first? Because we're not so, we don't have such kavana anyway, so therefore, you can daven before you have it, if you can have some measure kavana. But that's, of course, all that you need it. It's not going to harm your health if you daven somewhat kavana, but not perfect kavana without eating. But if there's a chashash of getting sick, certainly then you have to do your eating and drinking, which might have to say that. So these are some of the guidelines. I mean, you will see, there are definitely people who are very, very lean in this. We should be sensitive to the fact that it's not so simple to be matir. There clearly are guidelines. It would seem, from the Bir Halacha here at least, that if somebody really needs to eat and drink, so and until they get to shul and daven b'tzibur, it would be hard to wait. So he says, better daven b'yichidus. Because if you're talking about a real meal, so daven first. You're not going to daven b'tzibur? So he says that you should actually daven b'yichidus and then have your meal afterwards. Rather than mamish have a meal before eating and then daven b'tzibur. So obviously there's a real halacha, even if it's only the Rabbanan, it's a real halacha. To the extent that people are more inclined to be meiko, it's because you could say that today maybe our nature is that we're more chalashim, we're weaker, people need it for the kavana. But again, even if that's the heter, it doesn't mean it's a carte blanche heter. It should be considered that up to a point, do a little bit before if you have to, of the davening. And even then, you have to know whether it's really mutter or not. You have to know exactly where to draw the line. Okay, yes. Yeshua, Yoel, Danny. Yeah.
What exactly are the things we should say before we eat?
So there's a few different possibilities. One of the things we mentioned was to say brachas, brachas ha-shachar, brachas ha-torah. Maybe some of the karbanos, if you say karbanos. Yeah, I suppose that could be.
Shema.
Yeah, we saw that in one of the codes as well.
All the parshas, three parshas.
Maybe, yeah. Although then the question becomes without tefillin. Right. I don't know. I didn't see anyone want to point it out, but pashtas, you should say Shema with tefillin. So I don't know what to say about that. I'm not sure. Yeah, again, if it's just a question of the tea with the milk, I think it's fine. I mean, then really you really can be saying it's not really a gaiva issue. So maybe that the still can say brachas first, but it could be that you wouldn't necessarily have to say Shema, certainly not.
Do you think the Mishabur would agree with the Aruch Hashol's point that nowadays we don't have so much good kavana anyway, so that for a fat, a little more kavana better?
Well, you can see both ways. You see, we don't have as good kavana without the food or the drink, so then we can be more reason to be mako, but then you could argue the opposite direction. We're not going to have much kavana afterwards either, so then, as long as you're not really, it's not a medical need, so then mechatesa, you should be mako. Again, you can cut both ways. If you're not going to have much better kavana, if you could really say that your kavana is significantly improved through having a little bit of something, and you feel like without it you really are not in a position to daven properly, that's really where the coolest come from. If I'm not mistaken, the chassidim, they're very inclined to be meiko. I think that's where it comes from, because it really enhances it for the sake of the tefillah. So we go with Zilbas time, and the whole idea is Achri Gavecha, and it's going, but to the contrary, if it's really for the sake of davening, so they take liberties. But if you go with the strict halachas, as it seems to be mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnebuer, it sounds like you shouldn't make those type of cheshbonos. It's more limited in scope, the basis to be mako. If you get a chola, not chola mamish, but somehow it's necessary medically on some level. But again, sometimes you go to a hotel place and Shabbos and Yontif, and you'll see before you go into shul, whatever the ballroom, I should say, right, the shul. So they have literally a spread of breakfast, and you can see people there, mamas sitting around with their elam and having a half a breakfast or three quarters of a breakfast. I mean, that's a cherub, that's mamish. If you couldn't, you want to say, what is Osi Shachdir Gavecha? I mean, that's mamish, Basifas Chaveirim, that's clearly not not permitted. I can't imagine that should go into the cooler. To have a little bit of something, how far do you want to go? That's where you have these different levels, you could say, in terms of how it should go. You know, maybe even I could hear even a little bit of juice. You know, again, a little bit of juice, you need it to give you a little bit of something. So maybe that could also be extended, you say, by milk with your coffee. I can hear that, I didn't see it explicitly, but I can hear this first strongly, a little, a cup of juice. Something. You know, again, I wouldn't necessarily say it should. You should do it, but if someone feels that they need that, so again, we can hear where that could also be part of the hetzer. But certainly not to make a big deal about eating a breakfast before davening. That's clearly against the halach. Then, yeah.
What about drinking water or sucking candies during davening? Sore throat or
water could be someone of I think to the extent that it's a medical need, then there'd be reason to be medical. But you have to know what's called a medical need. I know somebody, for example, that has a bottle of water next to his seat and shul. Could be, I don't know, I never asked him, but I assume it's a medical issue for him. Yeah. Could be when you have to make a bracha, because it's not even for the drinking of the water itself for hanah, it just needs for your throat or whatever. Sucking candies. I don't know. Maybe you don't need the candies, you need water. You need to keep your throat lubricated.
What if one wakes up before Alos HaShachar?
So that's the question that's brought here. If you can eat, then the question is, once Alos HaShachar comes, or Zman, then you should stop. Hashtas, you should stop. All right, so a bit of a flavor of this halacha. All from four words in the Chumash, the Sochu Al Adam.